Time to say goodbye.
What are you doing? You're just having fun with me off the mic. I just left the room to get a drink and she's just singing away to herself, watching the waveform on Audacity.
Do I have to lubricate me voice and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, just give it a... Yeah, drink some alcohol.
Is that the first thing you have to do?
That's a standard... That's yeah, yeah, podcast 101. Yeah. This is what the pros do. We lubricate, we do a... Okay, after me. That's quite beautiful.
Thank you.
And then you go up a scale. That was so out of tune.
So was my last one.
Right. Okay, we got this. Right.
Oh, hello and welcome back to the 316 podcast with me, Z Kidden. Gameplay Jenny isn't around for this episode because I'm travelling at the moment and I guess they don't have Skype where I am, but I've got a little treat for you. Filling in for Jen is the woman who is responsible for it all. My entire career, the YouTube channel, the podcast, my very existence. It is my mother, Beverly Idden. Mum, how's it going?
Oh, hello! How are you doing?
I'm very well, Mrs. Doubtfire. It is great to have you on. We've been partying all day. We had a lovely barbecue. We've been sitting around drinking. It's been fun, hasn't it?
Yeah, and we're still drinking.
I'm still drinking. Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen you since Christmas. I'm really excited to be here. I'm really excited that you're on the podcast as a guest. I don't know why we didn't think of this before.
No, thank you for asking me. It's been here and it's been good that you've come to see me.
No, that's all right. Have you had a good day? Have you enjoyed having us around?
I've had a fantastic
day. Eating all your food, drinking all your booze.
Yes, and you're welcome next year again. Just come back and
eat. Oh, next year!
Yeah, any year you want to come
next July.
Yeah, just let's make a yearly thing, shall we?
Yeah, well, we can do.
Yeah.
You don't know what the subject of this 316 is today, do you?
No.
I've not told you.
Surprise me.
Yeah, I am. Here we go. I can't believe my mum is on the podcast. This is really exciting. This is brilliant. Oh, God. Right. Today's topic. Mum, let's be serious here. So, today's topic, Beverly.
Yeah.
Feels really weird calling you Beverly. Can I call you Mum from now on?
You can call me Mum.
Mum. Yes. Today's topic is... If the entire world, everything around us, was made of edible substance, would that be a good thing? And think about it! Before you answer, like, so everything, like your entire house that we're sitting in my mum's house at the moment, like the walls are marzipan, this table we're sitting at is chocolate. You'd think, great, if the world was like that, world hunger solved. But do you think people would eat things like the Taj Mahal and the Louvre Museum in Paris? Like, culture would be eaten. People couldn't help themselves but eat landmarks.
Well, first, can I go back to the first point you made about my house?
Yes.
Being made of chocolate walls and what have you, I think you said.
Yeah.
Now, I'd be very worried about that because my dog would eat it.
Oh, I didn't even think about animals!
Exactly.
Of course, animals would eat everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before humans could get them to eat it anyway.
You see, I was so consumed about humans, Mum. I didn't even think about that. The dog would eat half the house.
So, you'd be wiping out pets. You'd be wiping out anybody that would have a pet. And you'd be wiping out... No.
It would be a weird dystopian future where world hunger isn't a problem, but everyone else is. You'd have solved that problem, but there'd be animal culling. There'd be ants everywhere eating all the sugar. So you're ruling against this, aren't you?
I'm ruling against it, definitely, yeah.
Oh, quite strongly. Mum, you can't see them, but Mum did this really defiant pose. She just grabbed a drink and put her hands on her hips. I'm really against this.
Unless the world was made of cheese. I have no objections to cheese, because not everything like cheese.
But that would cause... But cheese, if everything was cheese, it would go off really quickly. We would live on the mouldiest planet in the world, Mum.
But there again, the moon is supposed to be made out of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, the Earth would be made out of cheese.
It's in a vacuum, though.
Because then people wouldn't go up to the moon, then, would they, when you have these free holidays to the moon?
Who's got free holidays to the moon?
Well, they might have free holidays in the future. You know, once Richard Branson gets people going up, and then you want to put some freebies on, or you can win a holiday to the moon.
They won't do it for free.
Well, but they could have competitions. I'm thinking about... Oh, decades and decades away. Centuries away.
No. They're not doing free holidays to the moon, then they never will.
But people might enter a competition, a one-off lifetime, a trip, and maybe on Richard Branson's spaceship to the moon.
Right.
And they might win a competition, because you know Richard Branson's big on competitions.
You've lost me completely. Tie it back to cheese. Or how does this factor into your cheese moon?
Well... I don't want the Earth to be made of cheese, because if the moon's made of cheese, then what's the point about the Earth? Then you wouldn't want to go to the moon, then, would you?
It's like if everywhere looked like the Grand Canyon, you wouldn't want to travel to the Grand Canyon.
No.
Mum, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Please come back and do another one.
I would love to. Thank you for inviting me.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.